At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, topping the news today, in a report before the Amador Board of Supervisors yesterday morning, Amador County Health Officer Dr. Rita Kerr announced that Amador County would be moving into a more restrictive state tier to control the spread of COVID-19. Appearing by video conference, Dr. Kerr said that due to a surge in coronavirus cases, 27 in the past week and 25 cases the week before, Amador would be moved up to the substantial tier, or red tier, in the statewide COVID-19 system. According to Kerr, this increase in caseload alone would have been enough to move the county to the most restrictive purple tier, but the state makes allowances for small counties where relatively small infection clusters can make average case numbers appear to surge. Once in the red tier, the family entertainment centers may operate outdoors only. Wineries may operate outdoors only with modifications. Bars are to close. Gyms and fitness centers are reduced to 10% capacity. Restaurants, movie theaters, and places of worship are reduced to 25% capacity, or 100 people, whichever is fewer. And offices should work remotely if possible. According to state guidelines, impacted sectors have 3 days to prepare. That means Saturday we will go to the red tier. The school openings scheduled for later this month will proceed at the red level. Case numbers will have to drop to remain low and return to the less restrictive orange tier. Kerr went on to say, to date, 353 cases of COVID-19 have been recorded in Amador County. Total hospitalized currently, 3 cases, 2 local, 1 out of the county. And total confirmed COVID-19 related deaths, 15. Dr. Kerr said there are currently 32 active cases of COVID-19 in Amador County.
Well, on Tuesday, Calaveras Public Health confirmed 7 additional cases of COVID-19 in Calaveras County. COVID-19 cases include 2 females, 1 male between 18 and 49, 2 females and a male between 50 and 64, 1 female over the age of 65. To date, Calaveras Public Health reports a total of 373 confirmed cases of COVID-19. Of those cases, 340 have since recovered, 12 cases remain active. There have been a total of 21 confirmed deaths related to COVID-19 in the county. Now, Calaveras County currently at the minimal risk level, yellow, on the state's 4-tier COVID system. This means most indoor operations open with modifications. Calaveras Public Health urges caution and encourages us to take necessary steps to prevent being exposed to the virus to help the county continue to lower its risk level. It's likely flu viruses and the virus that cause COVID-19 will both spread through the fall and winter. Calaveras Public Health encourages all people 6 months and older to get their yearly flu vaccine. While getting the vaccine will not protect against COVID-19, it is shown to reduce the risk of flu illness, hospitalization, and death. Please speak with your local medical provider or pharmacist for flu vaccine.
And the Amador Board of Supervisors worked on a number of items in addition to receiving the COVID-19 status update. The board approved the first step in a proposed garbage collection rate increase throughout the unincorporated areas of the county. Now, depending on the area, residents will receive a 12 to 14% increase in their monthly garbage collection bill. The county will send out notices to all ratepayers, and if more than 50% protest the increase, it will be blocked. In addition to regular inflation, a large increase in fees at the Sacramento County-based landfill where Amador waste is disposed of is being blamed for the increase. The board also started the process of producing a written response to the recent grand jury release. The report offered criticism of the county's firefighting districts and oversight. A special subcommittee of 2 board members will draft a response. And finally, the board voted to take back their previous approval of a new county ordinance regulating the keeping of livestock and other animals on parcels of less than 5 acres.
Well, the Jackson City Council voted to move ahead with the hiring of a city hearing officer, a new position assigned to offer a neutral judgment over enforcement of city codes. Again, that's a hearing officer. Meeting Monday night, the council authorized the city manager to fill the hearing officer position, a job that does exist in city code, but has never been used. The hearing officer's main role is in code enforcement. They provide an independent judgment between the city and residents over enforcement of city code and arbitrate any disputes related to issues such as business license, zoning codes, and rent increases. The city will now move ahead with hiring. The position is usually filled with a lawyer or someone with legal training. And the council also discussed the annual creek cleaning project. With wildland fire prevention their main focus, the city has been advised by CAL FIRE that the Pine Grove camp will not be available to help this year. Well, another factor brought up was the homeless situation. The creek and creek banks have now become a high-risk area. However, the city was asked to prioritize the areas of possible flooding, and if time allowed, CAL FIRE hand crews will clean the areas.
And CAL FIRE will be assisting with a prescribed burn on the McCallamy Cemetery District property today. The 7-acre burn will begin very shortly and will last for 6 to 8 hours. According to CAL FIRE, the purpose of the burn is to clear hazardous fuels and to enhance the established McCallamy Hill fuel break, which aided in the protection of the community during the 2015 Butte Fire. The burn will also include live fire training utilizing various techniques with multiple fire agencies. The burn is being conducted today in cooperation with the Cemetery District, the County Air Pollution Control District, and the McCallamy Hill Fire Protection District.
And Caltrans reports, after assessing Ebbets Pass, the local mountain highway pass will stay temporarily closed, likely at least, through the remainder of the week. An estimated 6 to 8 inches of snow had fallen on the east side of Lake Alpine by late Sunday. Caltrans reports Ebbets Pass will remain closed due to snowfall and freezing temperatures. It's unclear when, if at all, this winter the highway will reopen, but it is unlikely to be this week, with more snow anticipated Thursday or Friday. This is the time of year when the passes often open and close ahead of a full seasonal closure based on snowpack.
And again, today is Veterans Day, which means that the post office will be closed today. Most banks will be closed today, and most state, federal, and county offices will be closed today as well. It's best that you call ahead. Also, the state of California is offering free admission to all veterans and active and reserve personnel today to all state parks. And again, we want to just kind of wrap things up here with the fire that broke out this morning on Sierra View Drive in Jackson. That fire was first reported about 5:45 this morning. The reports from the scene say there was significant damage to the house, garage still mostly intact. At one time, nearby residents were also evacuated, as well as the members of the household. One CAL FIRE firefighter was taken to the hospital with minor to moderate injuries. The firefighter was walking on the roof and, due to icy conditions, slid off the roof and landed on a parked vehicle. Again, that firefighter was taken to Amador Hospital with minor to moderate injuries. Crews will remain on scene with mop-up through the early morning. And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Wednesday morning, Veterans Day, from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.